It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. You hear some background noise. Yeah, there's a reason why. We're coming to you from the JCon Real Estate Summit. What was that? Well, it took place on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club, and it was put together by a number of stars. And, of course, it was the brainchild of the one and only Shia Rubenstein. Shia, I first want to mention the other people that were involved with this, CHYE, EPI, and, of course, the JCC Marine Park, Cross River Bank, and so many others. Shia, thank you so much for joining me and for putting this together. 600, 700, what, 800 people? How many people do you envision?
So, Yitzhak, thank you so much for the opportunity. Great to be back on this program. And you're kind of stealing the show. People are coming in to watch you. So
thank you. Well, you know, we'll talk at the end of the, you know, at the end of the show. I would love to have you back and we'll do a wrap. But even, you know, just and we're going to have up on, you know, coming up on the guests, we're going to hear from David Greenfield and Chris Blake and John Carella of Cross River and so many other guests, Avi Lazar from Mishpacha Magazine, who, of course, is a partner at this event, and many other guests. So, again, stay tuned. We're going to be talking about so many areas that affect you who are involved in some way, shape, or form or touched by the real estate industry. But Shia, what do you see, you know, is the takeaway that that people that have joined are going to walk away with?
So first of all, thank you for the opportunity to be on the program. And I'm very, very excited that we had once again a sold out event at 650 people to keep it small.
Nice. And keep it small.
And, you know, because the real estate is a very big word, you know, you have within the real estate space, you have people that are investors, developers, construction, landlords, management, opportunity zone.
Sure, banks.
So we therefore created, as you saw, a bunch of simultaneous seminars, concurrent seminars, covering all these different topics, and they were amazingly attended.
I walked the rooms, packed. Yeah. You couldn't have people standing in the back. I mean, the whole thing, and each presenter presented with clarity and brought out the points, and you saw people take notes. I mean, this is
real. That was great. And then I did a in conversation with, you know, for our keynote, the Ralph Hertzka of Meridian Capital
Group. Yeah, I saw you up on stage.
So that was great.
It's always great to see you up on stage.
Thank you. I tried.
Usually, you're singing. You know.
There you go. I tried pressing him for information, especially what's his message for entrepreneurs, people that want to get into the business. You know, how did he start out? You know, he's a very successful $5 billion company with 400 employees, and I wanted him to share that information with others. I think it was very captivating, and people were inspired. And now, as you see behind us, there are about 650 people networking.
Again, many on the patio. That's why you don't hear. It doesn't sound like 650 in the background because we're in a side room. But out in the patio, hundreds. So, Shia, if it's okay, I want to go to our other amazing guests that we have coming up, and then I want to loop back with you at the end of the show.
Sure. I can't wait to be back at the end of the program.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets, terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here coming from the JCon Real Estate Summit. And now my guest, someone I wanted to get on for a long time. We finally corralled him, David Greenfield. David, it's great to have you on Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak Saflis, you know, first of all, I got to say, I've known you now for, I think, 20 years. You're the only guy I know who doesn't age. I want to know, what's your secret? You still look the same like when I saw you back in the 90s. You look fantastic.
Thank you to my wife. Yep, Sean Bias.
I got to say, it's great to be on the air. You know, I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
I really believe that you're one of the most brilliant marketing minds in New York. I think that's really why you're still the top-rated show in this hour on WABC for that reason. And your out-of-the-box thinking, I will tell you, has honestly inspired me in the work that I do as well.
This is big.
So it's really a thrill to be on the show here at JCon. We had a great night tonight. I did a panel on,
we saw you up on stage,
rent regulation, and I just spoke during the keynote hour about the future of real estate politics in New York, which is really fascinating. Honestly, is shifting significantly here in New York. And the funniest thing for me, and I was really amazed by this, we did a panel, and we had like 75 people there about rent regulation. I asked folks, I said, let me ask you a question. I said, how many people in this room thought that rent regulations would actually change this year? These are people who work in the industry. Only two people raised their hands.
They were honest.
How is that possible? Yeah. How are people so politically disconnected for when the real estate industry is so tied into the politics of New York City? It really boggles my mind as someone who was the chairman of the Land Use Committee in New York City. I'm a professor at Brooklyn Law School. I teach this. My day job, I'm CEO of Met Council, the largest Jewish charity, but we also are the largest owner of affordable housing in New York City. So I'm always surprised when people in real estate don't follow and are closely attuned to politics.
By the way,
it has a huge impact.
Great point. And we also saw your tweet after Melinda Katz, who we thought lost. Again, hopefully...
It's a toss-up. By the way, people have to understand the process right now is...
Can you talk about that tweet?
Yeah,
such a great tweet.
All of the paper ballots are now going to have to open. You know those ballots that you circled?
Right.
They now have to open all of them and count them from scratch. So you just have to assume right now that there's no winner. We don't know.
For what, 30, 60 days?
Yeah, at least a few months, because they're going to fight over 80,000 ballots. Right? I mean, if you recall, Councilman Kalman Yeager, who's actually here, he actually ran one of these in a Senate election, and they had one-third of the numbers, and it took them 6 weeks to do it, right? So this could take a couple of months. You know, my point was, and my tweet was, that if you don't understand how politics has changed in New York City, you should get out of politics, right? Which is that this is a permanent change. AOC was not a blip. A lot of people said, oh, AOC was a blip. It wasn't a blip. AOC is a result of frustration and also, honestly, a reaction to Donald Trump, right? We may be living in a red country, but we're living in the bluest of the bluest cities in the bluest state.
Right.
And so the reaction from the progressives is that they're more active and anxious than ever before, and they're beginning to elect ultra-progressives. And so the next wave, honestly, the next fight that you're going to see in New York City, it's not Republicans and Democrats. Republicans can't win anymore in New York. It's Democrats and Democrats, the moderates like the Melinda Katz versus the left-wing progressives like the Tiffany Caban's. That's the question of the future of the party. What's fascinating is that if you poll, and this is really wild statistic, Yitzhak, if you poll the issue, there are actually more moderates in New York City than there are progressives. So the obvious question is, why
how do they win?
Are the moderates losing? And the answer is because they're not voting as much. Right. The progressives are so angry
passionate.
That they're coming out in huge waves. And we discussed this. And Forest Hills had one quarter of the turnout as Long Island City. If Forest Hills would have turned out at the same rate as Long Island City, Melinda Katz would have won with a landslide. And people don't realize that. So there's a huge battle that's gearing up. And if you don't recognize that, then you really shouldn't be working in this industry.
David, and one of the things that we also admire about you is how passionate you are about, we call it Tzarchei Tzibur, klal work, community work, activism. You're running now, really, I believe it's the largest, please talk about your position.
Met Council on Jewish Poverty is the largest Jewish charity serving the poor in America. We have 10 different divisions. We do everything from food to housing to domestic violence, social services, Holocaust survivors. We have several hundred employees, 76 affiliates across the city of New York. We have one job, which is just to help poor people. And that's what we do all day and every day. And we're always innovating. So, for example, in our food space right now, we're the first organization that has a digital food platform in the Jewish community. So think Fresh Direct, we're doing Pantry Direct. We already have it in 6 of our 40 food pantries, and we're hoping to expand it. It's just through a grant with the UJ Federation. And it's all about dignity, right? The idea, for example, I'm very big on technology and try to bring technology into the old world. The old way was you would wait on lines for the last 3,000 years. You want food, you wait on line for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. The biggest innovation right now is you don't have to wait online. You can order the food online, and you can pick it up.
And also,
so we're bringing dignity
factor
back to the services of food. I'll tell you the coolest thing, which we didn't even realize when we did this, was that different communities like different things. So, for example, what we learned was that in the Russian-American community, where we have pantries in southern Brooklyn, they don't like peanut butter. And so they were taking the peanut butter, but they weren't eating it. And they were just like tasting it, like, I don't like it, and they would throw it out. Mind you, in Borough Park, they don't like borscht. So you know what we're doing now? You can order it, right? So what I'm doing is I'm doing what any major corporation is doing. I'm sending my borscht from Borough Park to Brighton Beach, and I'm sending my peanut butter from Brighton Beach to Borough Park. So it's not just that we have more dignity. We're utilizing the food more because people can order exactly what they want. So we're really trying to take poverty advocacy to the 21st century. We've done that also. We have a new Young Leadership Public Policy Group. The Jewish Week just did a full-page story on this last week. We're going up to Albany. We're fighting on behalf of the Jewish poor and other poor communities as well. It's really cool, and it's a unique opportunity, and I'm really privileged, Baruch Hashem, to have the opportunity to lead an amazing organization, the Met Council on Jewish Poverty.
Two last questions. First of all, we allowed to pray that you never entered a private sector.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm at, hey, listen, there's tens of thousands of listeners.
No, look, I'll tell you honestly, I'm proud of the work that I do. And Baruch Hashem, I've had opportunities. It's funny because when I announced that I was leaving to join the Met Council, right, I got a call from a very large political consulting firm. And they said, look, David, what are you doing? We'll pay you twice as much. Come work for us. I said, I'm not looking to leave public service. I don't think you understand, right? This is a new opportunity. We serve 225,000 New Yorkers. We're the largest tzedakah in the world. We want to help people. That's why I'm in it, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I left government because I saw a unique opportunity to revitalize an organization that is the most important organization as far as poor New Yorkers are concerned. And our footprint's incredible. I mean, we own 1,400 units of housing. The average rent that we charge is, like, I want you to think about this, the average rent is $404 a month. That includes utilities in a doorman building. No one can do that. Yeah, the answer is that we do that because we're subsidizing those buildings. So we're passionate about the work that we do. People struggle in New York. We're here for them. I always tell people, look, I'm not the guy to call if you need to make a bar mitzvah. I get that. That's a challenge, and that's middle-class New Yorkers. I'm the guy to call if you lost a job, you need food, chas v'shalom, you got hit by a truck. That's what we're trying to do, and we're working very hard to move the needle in those communities and really try to help people get back on track, but also do it with dignity as well.
David, my last question. Will you join me for a complete episode of Mind Your Business?
I can't say no. Yitzchak Saflis. How can I say no to Yitzchak Saflis? The man who does not age. Right over here on 77 WABC Radio. It's my privilege and pleasure as your friend David Greenfield for over 20 years. I was the first client to come into your amazing visionary space.
That's right.
That you
Flatbush
have
Avenue.
On Flatbush Avenue. I'm so proud of that and what you've done. I got to tell folks out there, if you are thinking of doing any marketing, from a very small ad to a major campaign, there is no one better in the business than Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzchak Saflis. I'm a huge fan of your work.
David, thank you so much for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Pleasure. Thanks so much.
We're coming to you live from the JCon Real Estate Summit, which took place on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club. And there were a number of partners behind it, and one of them was EPI. And we have the great honor of having on Zisha Novoseller, who is the executive director of EPI. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
What a pleasure.
So, Zisha, what prompted you to get involved and to produce such an event? Hundreds of people receiving such focused and direct inspiration, and not just inspiration, real brass tacks on how to be successful in the real estate world. What prompted you to get involved with this effort?
You know, there are a few things here. First of all, anything that Shia Rubinstein and Yehoshua Werdy are involved in, I want to be involved in.
That's special.
Because they are exceptional people.
That's true.
And we do a lot of things together. Everything from events hosting 700 people straight through to webinars that we do monthly together. But I have to tell you, there's another, maybe a more underlying concept why I like to be involved in this. I believe with my whole heart that the when the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that we are going out of our way so far to take care of each other, he gets the message and comes down and takes care of us all the more so. So as long as he sees that, I'm very happy to be part of that that effort. We are here, certainly, in the same spirit of EPI, to try to build people, build their companies, support their families, and do whatever we can to bring a parnasa to our people in the best way possible and to leverage everything that they have going for them.
Perhaps you could even talk a little bit about the wonderful work that EPI does on a day-in and day-out basis.
So I'll tell you, EPI does quite a few things, but in regard to EPI's relationship to a JCon type of event, we are loaning free money already for 10 years to people that are starting up businesses or in the early stages of businesses. So they are coming to us with an idea, or they're coming to us with a company that's a fledgling company, and we are loaning between $25,000 and $50,000. That is matching funds, whatever they're bringing to the table, we're bringing to the table, and we are doing it without interest, without taking a piece of the company, and with giving them mentorship, free legal advice, whatever it is that they need to help move their company forward in the biggest biggest way possible. In addition to that, we work and fund partially the TJE, which is mentoring about 350 businesses a year, and it has been for free. It has been unbelievable. The mentorship is given by professionals, by highly successful people, and it's something everybody should be taking advantage of. You do not have to take a loan from EPI to get mentorship. You can go to them directly, you can come to us, and we will do whatever we can to mentor or coach.
So special. How could people get in touch with you to find out more information?
So first of all, they can call us, they can look up EPI, or they can go to epinetworking.org online, and they'll be able to access the loan program, the mentoring program, the coaching program, the educational courses we're giving in business. And certainly if they need to hire an employee, we've placed 4,300 people in the last 9 years.
4,300 people in the last 9 years?
Yes, and it only counts when they're in a job for 90 days. So we're not even counting people that go in and go out.
Zisha, did you get in touch with Guinness about this? You should.
Okay, if it would be free public population.
Yeah. I'm a marketer. I'm sorry.
Right, you are a marketer. So we're always looking for job openings to put our people in, and we're always looking for job seekers to help them.
So a company should be in touch with you if they're looking to scale.
If they're looking, and people should be in touch with us if they're looking to get into the
job
market. Right. So we are at their service.
So special.
That's what we do, and we charge nothing.
So special. Zisha, thank you so much for joining me.
Hatzlocha, thank you for being here with us. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you, Zisha. And now my guest is none other than the CEO of Mishpacha Magazine. Am I correct on that?
You are correct.
The CEO of Mishpacha Magazine, Avi Lazar, an old friend. He's not old, but an old friend.
Getting
Avi,
old.
Come on. There are tens of thousands of listeners, you know. Come on. Again, there's going to be people watching it on video. They see that beard, but he's a sage, you know. So it's the advice
that
he can give.
Let's put it this way, okay, Yitzhak. As a kid growing up, I used to listen to WABC 77.
Sure.
The Art Ross Jr. show. So have just told people how old I am. Okay.
Bob Grant. Jay Diamond.
Jay Diamond. Yes, yes.
And the boards are lining up at 77 WABC. So you actually are a co-sponsor of this whole event.
Partner.
Partner again at the JCon Real Estate Summit, which took place on Tuesday, July 9th from the Diker Country Club. Hundreds of people participated. It's all about the real estate market. So, you know, what are your thoughts and takeaways from tonight's amazing event? Hundreds of people, I mean.
Well, you said it. It was really amazing. When we first thought about participating in this, if we would have gotten 300, 400 people, I would have thought that was great. at the end of the day, I didn't get the exact number, but I think we're at about 600 yeah. plus.
Nice.
You saw that it was an overflow crowd for the Beautiful. Keynote speech that Ralph gave, mm-hmm. and it was really fantastic. And quite honestly, for us at Mishpacha, this was a great opportunity. Why? Well, Mishpacha has been around for 30 years in Israel mm-hmm. and 16 years here in the U.S., and we have quite an influence in terms of the what people are reading on a week-to-week basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we were limited to some extent to the words that were on the page. But this gives us an opportunity to take important issues and put it into practice.
Mm-hmm.
And
you mean take it on the road, you're
well,
saying?
Take it on, well, more, you know, again, you could do just so much with the printed word,
right.
but here it was an opportunity. One of the main issues, we do a lot of research in terms of mm-hmm. What we're going to cover in the magazine. And we speak to influential people. And one of the things that keeps on coming up is the difficulty for people on a financial level to feed their family.
Right.
And the fact that we were able to take this real estate opportunity
mm-hmm.
and bring in mentors, fantastic speakers, and give young people an opportunity for a one-on-one mentorship.
That's right.
It was just fantastic.
Right. There's lines out there. I'm out in the patio.
Lines out there.
People talking with experts, recognized as experts in the real estate industry. And it's not just one particular angle. It's not just finance. It's a variety. They have, I believe, 8 different stations right. manned by experts.
So I was really inspired by the work that Eli Palais, our publisher, in Israel has done. Over there, he has started a Haredi Institute for Public Affairs,
mm-hmm.
and they do research and provide data for policymakers on issues that the government is actually using. And the fact is that they're doing things there in terms of issues like trying to improve the economics of people there, employment, housing, welfare.
And the data that he's doing is so critical, because without data, they don't realize what's going on in the ground.
And the government is using that data today. So we have an opportunity to do that here. This is one of the events that we're thinking about. We're also going to collaborate with the JCon folks for another
special
show that's going to be in September. That it's about right. food. I'll tell you about that. But hey, Yitzhak, I miss your piece. You know, you were
me
you,
too.
Hey, what was it? 5 questions.
five from
questions.
The show.
5 questions.
Hey, we would cover Avi.
You appeared what? You appeared every
month. Every
2 weeks.
It was
weeks?
Every month.
Every month.
Once
yeah,
a month.
That was fantastic, and you had amazing guests.
Yeah, real
here.
Guests.
Yeah, real guests.
And John Scully from Apple.
Fantastic, yeah. And. Yeah. You were able to take that. Imagine what you did. You took that from the radio, and you were able to put it into the print.
The Mishpacha Magazine platform is so fantastic, and the feedback, of course, that I know I got firsthand, and even from my advertisers. Let's face it, you know, Mishpacha is a very powerful way of reaching our community and even beyond. So, how can people find out more information about Mishpacha? What's the website?
Well, sure. Mishpacha.com is
MISHPACHA.com.
That's correct.
That's where you find out more information.
Right. Fantastic. Beautiful. It was great getting together with you, Yitzhak.
Avi.
And I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Same to
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me here on 77 WABC. And we'll get to our next guest in just a moment. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're coming to you from the JCon Real Estate Summit, which happened on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club. Special thank you to all the organizers, the EPI, JCC Marine Park, CHYE, the Crown Heights, a special organization led by Rabbi Yeshua Wordy. My guest now is none other than the Honorable Kalman Yeager. Kalman, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yes, look, it's great to be back.
You know, back is the right word, because we had you on the week after the historic 2016 election. You gave perspective together with our good buddy, Michael Fragan. That's right. What a show. Yeah, it's up on the archives on the YouTube channel. Anyways, Kalman, it's great you're joining me here. Really, thank you so much for coming out and participating. I don't know how you have a minute to breathe, so I'm not going to ask that question because it's no one's business, but somehow he has a minute to breathe. It's always great seeing you on Erev Shabbos. Always great seeing you
with that smile.
How do you still keep that smile? You're in government for, what, 2 years now?
You know, I said this when I was running. Nobody forced me to run. I wanted to do this job, so I have no complaints. And Baruch Hashem, we have an incredible community. They are kind to me. I represent a diverse community, but obviously a very firm district. Right. People who they want to live in New York, they want to play by the rules, they want to do right by the city, and they want to have the city do right by them. And they are expecting from their government that, as I said this during my campaign, they want the government to take their foot off their necks. And that's what I've tried to provide in my service. I've tried to help people maneuver the red tape of government to try to get the simple fixes in government that just make sense. And whether you're calling, I mean, somebody tweeted at me a day or two ago that, you know, on 56th Street in Borough Park, we have this, the railroad yard where the old Tyrus Emmis building used to be.
Right.
And it becomes a dumping ground from time to time. People just dump their trash there. And they sent me a picture of it. And we called called the community board myself, spoke with Barry Spitzer. He got the sanitation district on it, and they went and picked it up. Now, obviously, that's not a solution. Nobody should be dumping their garbage there, but it's to see something, say something, let us know. Let us know how we can help. And that's really the motto of my service, and I love doing it. And that's how I keep the smile on my face.
Now, this is something that I say with great respect. You represent a district, a very diverse district. And the new real estate laws that went into effect, I'm sure you've heard feedback from both sides of the coin. We know there are many that are developers, and it hit them in a very unfortunate and severe way. Yet at the same time, housing is a challenge. How do you still keep your smile on the face dealing with that?
Look, Yitzchak, it's not a secret. I mean, one of the biggest problems we have in Borough Park and Flatbush and Bensonhurst and the areas I represent is housing and finding decent affordable housing. And across the city, the problems that we see are housing disappearing. Simply because it's no longer available at market. It's no longer available at market that can be affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone to the point where it's being removed from the housing stock. But that's a pendulum. And on the far other side of that is the point where people who build buildings and who rent apartments need to be able to make enough to keep those buildings operational.
Right.
So that's great if you have a building that was put up in 2016. But if you have a pre-war building and you're struggling to make ends meet and your roof is leaking, we want the landlord to put a new roof on. We want to incentivize that. And a lot of the programs that were enshrined in state law were designed to incentivize landlords, owners, to keep their building in good repair, because God forbid, we don't want to return to the South Bronx of the 1970s, to East New York, to that's East right. Flatbush, disinvestment, people walking away from their
and
real estate.
Those that
because,
remember it, that's
and
right.
And those that remember Ooh. It, and you and I Ooh. Don't, but we know the history. And
the
I
crime,
worked,
I mean, there's so many terrible side effects.
And that's right. It's a snowball. And once it starts, you know, I worked in the late 90s for a borough president of the Bronx, Fernando Ferrer,
that's
and
right.
he had come into office in the aftermath of the 70s, obviously long before I was in government. But he used to tell me the historical challenges mm-hmm. of bringing back, and he worked with Ed Koch as mayor to bring back housing. And during his time as borough president, he built 65,000 units of housing with investment in the private sector. But in order to do that, you need to incentivize the investment. If the government doesn't incentivize the investment, why should real estate developers build? And think of it this way. And I heard a very wise person who talks about finance delve into this topic.
Mm-hmm.
If a real estate developer has, let's say, $10 million of capital to play with, right? They have options. They
right.
could take it and bring it to New York City and build something here, and they know what their return will be.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could pick that money up and put it in Liberty, New Jersey, somewhere
That's
else,
right.
and then they know what that return will be. Well, if you could get 4% return by building in New York City and 8% return or 12% return
Guess
by building
what?
Somewhere else, yes. Of course, why would you build here?
Okay.
Those who own buildings here, those are permanent assets. They can't be moved.
Right.
But if you have cash
That's right.
and you have to decide, what am I going to do with that cash? I want people to build in my neighborhood. I need people to build in my neighborhood, and I don't want to stop people from doing it. And I think that's what I mean by, you know, the pendulum swinging too far mm. over. We want to protect tenants. We want tenants to have rights. We want to make sure that tenants are living in buildings that are well-maintained. We want to make sure that rents don't skyrocket beyond what's affordable, particularly for those tenants who entered into the premises under an affordability program. But we also want to make sure that people who are in the real estate business stay in New York, stay in the real estate business, and keep their buildings in good repair.
The Honorable Kalman Yeager here on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for joining
yes,
me
look,
here.
Thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for keeping this voice on the air.
Kalman, you're the best. Thank you so much. And now I have the privilege of having Chris Blake and John Carella from Cross River Bank. Thank you for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, they're from Cross River Bank, and we know that the banking industry is a very robust industry, and especially when it comes to real estate, right? I mean, real estate is a very, it's an asset. It's something that I imagine that banks are always after because the value is there in the ground or in the brick, you know, the brick and mortar. So please, you know, Chris, I'm going to open with you. What does the bank, you know, what does a typical commercial real estate loan look like?
Typical commercial real estate loan looks like for Cross River is usually mixed-use multifamily properties for the most part. We have a very expanded asset class. We'll do things like office buildings.
Okay.
We'll do bridge financing. We'll do construction loans in the local tri-state area. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut is our footprint.
Now, what property types or asset classes would you consider when financing a deal?
Typical asset classes like mixed-use and multifamily, which is really the bread and butter out there.
Okay.
It's the most competitive products out there. A lot of the lenders want to lend on this type of asset class. They tend to be the least risky. Our asset class is very much more expanded.
Mm-hmm.
We lend on office buildings, like I said earlier. We'll do strip centers, condominiums. We'll do fractured condos. We'll do strip centers. We'll do short-term bridge financing. We'll do vacant land. And John will talk further about construction. There's another platform we have.
If I may say this on the air, it sounds like your range is wider than many banks that I'm aware of.
Yeah, very much so. Absolutely.
Yeah, usually it's tight. It's like if you don't fit right in their sweet spot, you're out.
That's what's so unique
but that's
about
not,
it.
That sounds so, like Cross River. You
exactly. That's so unique about Cross River. You're absolutely correct.
Now, again, what's the website for people to find out more information about the bank?
The website is www.crossriverbank.com.
Excellent. Just another question, if I may, before I get to John. What are the current rates we're looking at?
Good question. Our rate starts in the high threes, like about 3.875%.
That's
it? And it works way from there. It's a great time
to
finance.
Hey, folks, crossriverbank.com, crossriverbank.com. You are below four.
Yes, we are, yep.
Nice.
Yes, absolutely. We're loving it.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to
for the right asset.
Okay, understood.
Yep.
Understood, you know, the property. But, hey, there are people out there listening. Again, there are tens of thousands of listeners to the show. There are people that have properties. Crossriverbank.com. That's, again, if you fit right But you know, I want to take that back for a second. If you fit in their sweet spot, it could be below 4. But if you're not, you still may get the deal. With many banks, you're out.
You're 100% correct. Absolutely.
You know, so many people, if they have some, let's say, you know, the credit is not perfect. They have many things that fit well, but then there's some things that don't. They may still get a deal for 5.2, 5.25, and they'll take it because no bank is going to give it to them.
You're absolutely correct.
Chris, please stay on it because you have any other questions. We now turn to John Carell again. John, thank you for joining me here on Mind
Thank
Your
you, Yitzhak. Thanks for having us.
So I know we touched already on some items that distinguish CrossServe from other banks, but perhaps I left something out. What else distinguishes CrossServe?
I think the most important thing that we learn on a daily basis at CrossRiver is from our CEO, Gilles Gade. The lesson is the bank was formed. It was a sleepy little bank when he took it over, $100 million. In 2008,
nothing to sneeze at. I mean,
in 2008, in the height of the Great Recession, and we found a way to do good business in a bad market, and we learned from that, and we built the foundation, and we're here. And listen, every time is the same lesson coming back to us, which is, we can do business. We don't have to shy away from the market.
That's great, because so many times, you know, with banks, like if you don't fit right in their sweet spot. It's not a matter of, okay, you know what, we'll give you a deal for a 6.2. It's no. It's a no.
Not
you
only
just
do
have to run to hard money.
It's like not only do we have a broad lending base, we are continuing to add new products. We've added the warehouse line. We're adding note-on-note financing. We're doing a lot of different things. As months pass, our capital position grows, and we continue to add new products. And we have colleagues like Chris Blake, Ellie Hazan, Jordan Gelman, who just joined the team, Neelam Tekwani. We have a great platform. And the chief lender, Shimon Isakovich, rides herd over all of us and guides us. Great.
How is the bank preparing for the future of the real estate, you know, the real estate market, which is, in general, booming, in general, in the metropolitan, in the New York, New Jersey metro, because I understand you're in both states.
Right. We're a New Jersey bank, so we're actually, in light of what just happened in Albany, mm-hmm. we're going to focus a lot more attention, without excluding the boroughs in New York City, but we're going to focus a lot more attention in
Jersey,
the tri-state area, Jersey, Connecticut, parts of Philadelphia, et cetera.
But for someone in New York, they can still reach out?
Of course.
You're open for business in the whole area.
We're covering the market. Absolutely.
You know, it's refreshing to speak with people that are open, are willing to pivot, and willing to hear, you know, other opportunities and ideas and are not just stuck. Now, we understand you're a bank and there's regulation. We understand that. But still, you're willing to, you know, hear people out and push the envelope. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, again, right now, there's a little bit of a hysterical response to Albany.
Right, that's true.
And one thing we learned, again, I pivot back to CEO Gade, Chairman Gade. We're here to do business. We built a great foundation. We are going to use our analysis, our tools, our due diligence, and continue to make good loans on sound business terms. We built a great foundation, and now we have basically a tower, a lighthouse that will shine light on the market, and we're going to continue to go forward. Someday we're going to be a household name. That's my prediction.
Absolutely.
Chris Blake, John Carella from CrossRiver Bank, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having us.
Sir.
Special. And now my guest is none other than Robert Sedegatpour. Did I get that correct?
You got it on the money.
Okay, from Stratco.
Correct.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your company.
So Stratco was formed in 2012 at the inception of the rising real estate market, or the bull market that we had mm-hmm. within New York City multifamily the last 8 or so years. We're a consulting company that advises landlords on strategy, tenant collaboration, and tenant relations within the highly complex landlord-tenant laws within New York City.
So, were you thrown flat on your back 4 weeks ago?
You know, we've been following this for about a year, and we've been following the political changes. As much as we've been giving presentations and speaking at conferences on all these laws, we didn't anticipate
This extreme.
We would never have put any chips on this number had you know, with today's reality, because from a space of reason and understanding city budget and economics and the power that the real estate industry has both with jobs and tax base, on paper it doesn't make sense, because if the city and the state was a running as a business, and they were cutting off their lifeline. In New York City, 35% of their budget comes from real estate taxes, and taxes grow as a function of reassessments on sales and rent roll growth. You wouldn't think that they would cut that that lifeline.
Right.
But it also shows, you know, the changes in the priorities of the general public. There's an affordability crisis. A large portion of people's rent of income is going towards rent. And this is the concerns today. Similar to the 1960s, where there was a development boom in New York City, and a couple of years later, there was similar to today, there was a freeze on investments in multifamily, and there was a freeze on rents. It's similar to 2019, where the Tenant Protection Act of 2019, really, you know, behind the scenes, it's more so of an investment moratorium, where they're freezing the opportunity for people to invest in New York City multifamily and earn a yield on their investments.
So, at the end of the day, your company, I would imagine, would be a must for anyone in the real estate business to really have on speed dial, because I mean you're up to date on all the laws, everything that's going on. Perhaps you could even talk about how you service those in the real estate industry.
Right. So that's a good point. So the last 7 years, you know, being in the multifamily industry within New York, it was based off of value add. How can you improve the quality of those bricks and bring it to 21st century standards? You were taking buildings from early 20th century and building it, redeveloping them into the 21st century. Our niche within that was creating tenant collaboration to create win-win building cultures. So a lot of what we've been doing, it was maybe a few years ahead of what the regulation is trying to accomplish. Much of today's regulation, their goal is to create tenant collaboration and have your tenants be your partner in redeveloping that building. That's why they're giving so much power to the tenants.
Right.
So today, it's not necessarily based off of value add, but it's more so on defensive strategies on how to protect your assets, because there's a lot of laws where it basically gives clawbacks and opportunities for tenants to really get an era of reparations.
Mm. So, Robert, my final question is, what's your vision that you see for the real estate industry in the days ahead?
I think it really comes down to what's the future of New York City, because they cut off the lifeline of 35% of their budget, where that growth
astonishing.
Is
astonishing.
Spending as an all-time high. The CEO of the city, the mayor, is looking for employment elsewhere, and over 14 department heads within, you know, major areas of the New York City budget have vacated. So the leadership isn't there, the funding isn't there, and they're spending. So I'd like to see, this is a question for all of us.
Yeah, what's the end game?
Yeah, is this sustainable?
My guess was Robert Sedegatpour. I got that correct, right? From
correct,
Statco.
Correct.
How could people find out more information about your company?
So our website is stratcoproperty.com, and you can find our contact information on the web.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
And now my guest is none other than a star who's been on the show many times before, and always because we're seeking out his advice and what he has to share with the listeners across the tri-state area and beyond, because, of course, we're on MYBRadio.com and on the 77 WABC app. It's none other than Simeon Friedman. Simeon, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks, Yitz, for having me. It's a pleasure.
Your company is so diverse, of course. That's snfco.com, SNFCO for Sol Freeman & Company. You have locations around the tri-state area. What prompted you to get involved with the JCON Real Estate Summit?
It was an opportunity to get involved. Our firm handles a wide variety of industries, and obviously a big chunk of our firm pertains to the real estate industry. As there was the uptick over the past couple of years, there's a lot of opportunity, and part of what we get involved in is educate our clients, to tell them that our job is not the necessary evil of just preparing the year-end tax returns or financial statements that you need for the bank. Obviously, throughout the year, you need guidance to ensure that whatever you report to your investors are organized, up to date, and accurate as possible. As far as tax is concerned, on the transactional level, When you do a transaction during the year, either an acquisition, a sale, or a refinance, you always want to bring in your accountants to look at the transaction and provide guidance so that once the transaction is done, where there's no going back, you maximized whatever structure you would need for being at most tax advantageous as possible. Your accountant is in tune of it as opposed to finding out after the fact.
So is it fair to say that especially with the latest laws that came out of Albany, that someone that's willing, that has cash and is looking to invest, they really should be talking to a firm like yourselves to find out, you know, if they're thinking about doing something in the five boroughs, how did that get affected? If it's, you know, north of the five boroughs or potentially in Jersey, or maybe they shouldn't go into real estate, they should be talking with a firm like, such as Saul Freeman & Company.
Correct. We always tell our clients, and our clients are the individuals who own the businesses or own the property, so we look at it from an individual's perspective or an owner perspective, mm-hmm. not necessarily just their business. Mm-hmm. We always like to advise them and tell them to diversify when they do have cash. Many times it's worth to hold on to some of it and put it to into some safe vehicles as opposed to putting everything into real estate. And this latest regulations that have been put into effect in New York mm-hmm. Highlights the fact that at a push of a button, things can change. And this is a residual effect to many industries, not necessarily real estate. I know of construction companies that are thinking about laying off people, supply companies, lumber yards. So there is a residual effect. And you have to diversify. And obviously, diversification could mean in different regions, different markets, different states. But you don't want to put your eggs in one basket.
Simeon Friedman, thank you so much for joining me here.
My pleasure, Yitz. And this event is a hit.
Really
special. It's beautiful.
Really special.
Thanks so much for the time.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And now I have the honor and privilege of having on Rabbi Yeshua Werdy, who really was, together with Shia Rubenstein, the brainchild of this event that hundreds of people are participating in. Yeshua, you never stop. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, and thank you for the warm welcome.
It's true. Well, listen, JCon does a number of events throughout the year. We happen to be here at the one that took place on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club. It's focusing on real estate. What, you know, You're just always helping out the community in any which way. What was the impetus, the drive, the aha moment to conceive of this event?
So to tell you the truth, I really, before I started the JCon and then all of these business programs, support programs that I run and I'm involved in, so I was learning with young people that went into business. Mm-hmm. I used to go shiurim in their offices. I would go and I would learn with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving to a wedding once, and I said, "What type of events could be created that would be of strong value to the young people?" And someone said, "You know, as a Jewish community, we don't do business events to help young people get ahead in business." And it was like a light bulb moment for me, I was like, wow, that's great. We should do that. But I had no idea how to do it. And I had to, people had to actually take me. I went to the 10-10 Wins business breakfast.
Oh, really?
And, you know, they have those in the Hilton. And I went to see that. I was like, oh, I could copy that. And, you know, that was sort of how we got going with our events.
Interesting.
And it led to what's going on
Interesting.
Today.
Interesting. But, you know, I'm going to ask the question. Could you have envisioned tonight, I don't know, 750 people, whatever the exact count is, did you foresee this?
So, again, first of all,
the success is staggering.
It was always an aspiration that we're growing by leaps and bounds as a community. We have tens and hundreds of thousands of young people that are going into business every, you know, and there's no question 700, you know, we're having 700 people at an event is beautiful. I'm sure that we could pull off an event with 2,000 people. There's just so much.
Right.
Bikush, and there's so much out there that, you know, the goal is to reach and help everybody, and you know, we definitely can get there.
And again, the name of your organization, CHYE, but what does it stand for?
It stands for the Crown Heights Young Entrepreneur. You know, we started it in Crown Heights, and our goal was to aspire young people to think about entrepreneurship and to be entrepreneurs, whether in a business or outside of a business. Beautiful. You know, even if you have a job, you could be an entrepreneur. That's how you grow in your job, if you're entrepreneurial on the job.
Rav Yeshua, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for the interview, and it's an honor and privilege.
Thank you. And now my guest is none other than Jacob Busani, CEO of J Property, and so many other things we're going to hear from Jay. Jay, thank you for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thank you.
Okay, so wait a second. You're an author. You're running a company. How do you have time to breathe?
I love breathing.
You get it in between everything else.
That's it.
So tell me about yourself. You got some story.
Okay. So I am a entrepreneur. I'm a power entrepreneur.
Okay.
I host monthly events for entrepreneurs and business owners in the tri-state area.
Okay, nice.
I'm an author of the book, The Entrepreneurial Way, where I think about the 7 habits of highly effective people.
Sure.
How to win friends and influence people.
Sure. Kobe,
think and grow rich.
Dale Carnegie.
Think about all that built in one book with
That's not
a
possible.
Workbook.
Or it is.
It is.
Jacob.
And then I do business consulting.
Nice.
And coaching, and I talk about leadership.
So I come back to my original question. How do you have time to breathe?
I don't need
you
to
know,
breathe.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
If you love it, yeah, you
I love
life.
What I do.
Yeah, this is special. And you got that big smile on the face. So you have your hand in so many things. What drives you? What energizes you?
I guess bringing impact on the world, positive impact on the world.
Nice.
To my community, my friends, my family.
Nice. So the book, when did it come out?
It came out in end of April, beginning of May. I am Amazon bestseller.
Amazon bestseller. Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. So special. Well, in the last few seconds, well, last 30 seconds or so, tell us a little bit about your vision, what you see for entrepreneurs going forward from, again, you interact with so many different people. Perhaps you could just share it with the listeners of Mind Your Business.
So I think the biggest part is connecting. Connecting takes you far. Building relationships does not happen overnight. If you ask anybody at an event if they're here to buy something, no one's here to buy, but everybody's here to sell. So we have to change it up and build meaningful relationships. And whatever you will do, you will be successful while building relationships.
Jacob, how can people get in touch with you?
Sure. My name is Jacob Busani. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, at Jacob Busani. That's J-A-C-O-B-B-U-S-A-N-I. Or you can look on my website, Jacob Busani. That's J-A-C-O-B-B-U-S-A-N-I.com.
Jacob, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftos right here on 77 WABC. Closing out an amazing show that was recorded at the J-Con Real Estate Summit on Tuesday, July 9th at the Diker Country Club. And we have back on the show once again, Shia Rubinstein. Shia, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
What a pleasure to be back, Yitzhak. It's really an amazing honor.
Shia, wow. What an event. What an event. We heard from here on the show, Robert Sedegatpur, Chris Blake, John Carella, Kalman Yeager, Avi Lazar, Zisha Novoseller, Simeon Friedman, Rabbi Yeshua Wordy, Jacob Busani. Who did I forget? David Greenfield. He had some lineup. And we didn't even get, you know, we wish we had on Ralph Hertzka. He was up on stage. But hundreds of people, everyone, you have the tables out there with mentoring. I mean, what? I'm speechless.
You know what I find most inspiring? It's true that we had, you know, many simultaneous seminars and keynote, and we have 650 people, and they're enjoying outside, and it's really gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think was most inspiring this evening was the mentors, because, first of all, they're very successful. Some people are doing $500 million, a billion in sales or in development, and they're here for free, giving back their time just to help other people. And after I went over to them in the middle and said, you only had to give an hour, now you can leave, they're still there. And it's 3 hours later, and they just won't leave.
But I have to interrupt, because you know what I find special? Is that that's what you find special. You know, I'm going to ask the same question I asked David Greenfield. Are we allowed to pray that you never enter the private sector?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm in the private sector, and I always say that this is what I do for a living, but I pay my bills doing other stuff.
So special. So special. Any final takeaways? We have around 30 seconds left.
Sure. So first of all, I'd like to thank you and your team for an amazing setup.
Special to be part of this.
And I think it's very important for people to know, if you're in the real estate industry, you didn't make it tonight, that's okay. But keep in mind that if you want to succeed and you need education, just like when you go to school, go to networking events. Don't say, oh, it's not for me, I don't know people. Go to as many networking events as possible. And if you're around successful people, you meet them. And you will end up doing business. I'm a veteran in this industry for 15 years. I just met new prospects. I love it. I'm a fan of the event as well.
Shea Rubenstein here on Mind Your Business. And that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up on the archives, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And you can gain from the tremendous advice that was shared on the show. Well, that wraps up another great edition. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.